Thanks, and time for Music Planet.
Thank you. Sangue Scarbe, a previously unreleased recording from 1989, available to us through the latest crate-digging venture from Bongo Joe Records, collated into their forthcoming release, Antologia Volume 2, music from Sao Tome and Principe, and the band Africa Negra, whose heyday was the period leading on from independence back in 1975. And they were a regular fixture on the touring scene around Angola, Mozambique and Portugal, and were also extremely popular in Colombia. The album covers the period from 1979 to 1990, but the band are still touring today. Welcome to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Catherine Tickell. We'll be going on a special road trip with singer Olga Abigail Mileshchuk, who's going to be guiding us through the lost and now rediscovered world of Yiddish tango. We'll hear from Brazilian supergroup Bixiga 70, who are at the WOMAD Festival this weekend, and we'll pay tribute to the late great Malian kora player Toumani Diabaté, who died earlier this month. First, more from the Bhutan Balladeers, who we heard on Music Planet a few weeks ago. They sing in the Chokhi language, which is derived from Sanskrit. The album was recorded in a hilltop forest outside the capital, Thimphu, close to the location of the world's largest sitting Buddha. That's 169 feet tall. And this track is a plea. Please help me clear the obstacles in this life. It's one female voice, that of Yeshi Zhangmo, accompanied by a drum nyen, which is a kind of six-string lute with the strings running in three double courses.
Oh.
Toronto-based Ukrainian band Lemon Bucket Orchestra, a kind of Balkan klezmer Ukrainian party punk brass band with great vocals. And the band say that this album, Cuckoo, takes flight and defends Ukraine by celebrating its music from the Hutsuls of the Carpathian Mountains to the Tatar music of the illegally annexed Crimean Peninsula. They also draw on the long and storied brass band traditions of Serbia and Macedonia, which you can definitely hear in that fun first track, Shedri Verko, which means the night before New Year. I suppose it's the Ukrainian Hogmanay. And it's time now for this week's road trip. It's with Polish singer Olga Abigail Mielaszczuk, who almost 20 years ago began discovering the rich heritage of Polish Yiddish tango from the interwar period. She has since then worked to revive so much of this music, many of whose composers were killed during World War II. So Olga is going to take us on a journey around some of the places that are important in the story of Yiddish tango.
The tango originated in the working class poor neighborhoods of Buenos Aires in the end of 19th century. Argentines brought tango to Paris around 1908. Its popularity grew fast and tango mania quickly spread around Europe. As the tango became popular through Eastern Europe, pre-war Warsaw bore witness to the birth of the dance form's most eclectic permutation, Yiddish tango. Tango melds the traditions of Slavic, Jewish and Argentinian culture. As Buenos Aires was the world capital of tango, so Warsaw in the 1930s became the European capital of tango. More than 3,000 tango pieces were written and composed during interwar period in Poland. Most of those pieces were written by Polish Jews. The roots of Yiddish tango, however, lie in the creative exchange that took place in the theaters, cabarets of Poland between dominant Polish culture and Yiddish culture with its own venues and audiences. So please, sing for me tango in Yiddish.
Spiel je mir a tango in Yiddish. Mir tango is in Yiddish. Soll das sein, mis nagdish zi hasidish. Die Bobelein soll können das verstehen und take tänze legen. Spiel je mir tango nor nicht arisch. Soll das sein, nicht arisch, nicht barbarisch. Die Sonne im Sol sein, als ich noch tanzen kann und take tänze le mit Brenn. Ich will. Spiel, spiel, spiel ein Liedelach vor mir. Spiel ein Tangele mit Herz und mit Gefühl. Spiel, spiel, Klezmer, spiel. Weiß doch, was ich mein, in was ich will. Spiel, spiel, spiel ein Liedelach vor mir. Spiel ein Tangele mit Herz und mit Gefühl.
This is my first time in Vienna. We found ourselves in one of the most famous coffee places in Vienna, legendary place. And this place is called Café Sacher. And not everybody knows, and probably nobody working here, I've heard the story that in the 30s, Jerzy Petersburski, composer of Ostatnia Niedziela, one of the most important composers of tango in Poland, he brought his band and he was performing exactly here with his tango Milonga. And here the publisher Wiener Boheme Verlag bought the rights to tango Milonga for 3,000 shillings, an astronomical amount of money of the time. And the German version of this song was created called O Donna Clara. Later on, O Donna Clara was translated into many languages, also into English, and performed even in Broadway. O Donna Clara, I've seen you dancing tonight, and your beauty made me mad. And now we'll hear the original Polish version of this famous tango, Tango Milonga.
Wielki klary za dźwięko i harmonii śpiew słodko brzmi. Snuje się nicią pajęczą echo wspomnień mych dawnych dni. Płynie melodia do ranka, serca całując ustami kochanka. I cichną myśli, co dręczą, gaśnie w piersi mej płomień krwi. Tango Milonga, tango mych marzeń i snów, niechaj me serce ukołysze. Tango Milonga, jak dawniej grajcie mi znów, zabijcie ty.
Our journey with Yiddish tango has reached Dąbrowa Tarnowska, the little town in the south of Poland with rich Jewish history. From here comes Tzadik, the righteous, Mordechai David Unger, the founder of Dąbrow Hasidic dynasty. We are now in the former synagogue where he was probably leading prayers, but now it's a cultural center and you can hear in the background the soundcheck of Payadora Tango Ensemble from Toronto. They're going to perform here with me tonight very special project Silent Tears created by Dan Rosenberg. It's very meaningful for us to play here the Yiddish tango Sabina's Letter, based on a diary of Molly Applebaum, which he wrote for 2 years buried underground in a wooden box in a farm here in Dąbrowa. Before Molly went into hiding, she hoped that her best friend Sabina would join her on that farm. Sabina wrote Molly a letter on September 11, 1942, where she asked Molly to do all to survive because she had to remain with her sick parents. Later that week, Sabina was murdered. Molly survived the war. She's 94 years old today. She has 3 children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. For a memory of her beloved friend Sabina, we will play this tango. Sabina's Letter.
Stell dir vor die Kram gepackt mit Säure und du gehst in Schuhe mit mir. Wenn je nicht und hab je nicht eine Meure, stell dir vor ich häufe weg mit dir. Ziege denks noch lehrer so ein Examen, Ziege denks a Shirley Temple Film. Wenn je nicht, mir sehnen doch zusammen, und drück mich fest wie Zirk mit Jahren viel. Und kein Hoffnung, a Steiger die Erde. Nicht uns mehr, nur dem Deutsch.
We are in the front of the barbed wire of the Auschwitz-Birkenau camp. Music in Auschwitz was the form of terror. Former prisoners were speaking that music became a cyclone B. It was used for murder. In Auschwitz were 3 active orchestras and few smaller bands. Symphonian orchestra, march orchestra, dancing orchestra. Engagement in the orchestra was a test for life. One who rejected could be sent immediately to gas chamber. There was music every day in Auschwitz. Marches, waltzes and tangos were listened to by the prisoners who left the camp every morning and went to backbreaking work. Those who, after selection on the ramp, they went straight from the transport to the gas chamber. On Sundays took place special concerts for Nazis. From the other hand, music helped prisoners to express their sorrow and survive inhuman condition. Our slave tango, under the whip of the bitter, our slave tango in the Auschwitz camp. Oh, freedom and liberty call.
Unser schlafen tango, under Knot von Schläger. Oder schlafen Tango von Oświęcimier Lager. Stohlene Spiesen find die Wächter heiß. O es ruft die Freiheit und die Zeit die Freie.
Neger nimmt alle her sein Mandoline und wird Zeit fällt auf dem kleinen Little Dog. Und der Enkel der Franzois singen ein Nigen, fett vom Treuer Werner Trio. Und euch der Polak annimmt und bald ein Pfeifel, und wird gern viel Gold der Welt, wird das Gesang dann anzünden die Herzen. Was lacht noch der Freiheit, was sie fehlt? Unser Sklaventango unter Knut von Schläger, der Sklaventango von der Auschwitzschen Lager. Stollene Spielen von den Wächter Chaie, es ruft die Freiheit und die Zeit die Freie. Unser Sklaventango unter Knut von Schläger, der Flottentango von der Auschwitzschen Lager. Stollene Spielen von den Wächter Chaie, es ruft die Freiheit und die Zeit die Freie.
We just heard the modern recording of Tango from Auschwitz made by Loika Chatskis. Tango from Auschwitz was written by a 12-year-old Polish girl named Irka Jankowski. She was non-Jewish, she perished here. The song she wrote was set to a well-known pre-war tango tune and had become popular among prisoners. It was translated into Yiddish by prisoners. When I first came to visit Auschwitz-Birkenau, I was non-Jewish as well. I was joining Bearing Witness meeting organized by Zen Peacemakers organization. 5 days in rain and cold in November 2006, we were sitting by the train tracks at Birkenau. I know that it sounds weird, but here in Auschwitz I've started to sing. And it was the beginning of my big discovery of amazing Polish Jewish music, which was written before the war. And also I've realized how many of those amazing musicians, composers perished in the Holocaust and were killed in such camps. For example, Arthur Gold, who was one of the most important figures in the pre-war music scene, perished in Treblinka. And now I want you to listen to one of his most beautiful tango.
Starych płyt gramofonowych jedną najpiękniejszą znam. Czasem, kiedy wieczór jest zimowy, tę niemodną płytę sobie gram. Zdaje mi się wtedy, że wróciłaś i wróciła młodość moja znów. Snuje się za nami słowo miłość, najpiękniejsze spośród wszystkich słów. Przy kominku mrok zapadł szary jak mgła. Przy kominku piosenkę starą ktoś gra. Powracają wspomnienia z dawnych tych dni, gdy po raz pierwszy kocham cię, mówiłaś mi.
We are in Białystok right now, where one of the most beloved Polish Jewish tango pieces was born. Rebecca in Polish or Rivkele in Yiddish. When I discovered the song, I was fascinated by how the music reflects the complexity of Polish-Jewish coexistence. The tango Rebecca, which uses Hasidic motifs, it's a story of a young Jewish woman from the shtetl Jewish town who owns a tobacco shop. She is falling in love with a Polish nobleman from a big city. She imagines marrying him, but he goes away and later returns with a Polish fiancé. The Yiddish version of the song presents a different perspective. Modest Rivkele rejects the marriage proposal of a wealthy Polish aristocrat in order to stay loyal to her family and religion. The composer of Rebecca, Zygmunt Białostocki, originally from Białystok, didn't survive the war, as well as the Yiddish record of his biggest hit. But his tango is still sung by every Pole today, and Me and Tango Attack recorded the Yiddish version of Rebecca for the first time after the war, so she can dance and sing again.
Olga Abigail Miliszczuk singing Tango Rebecca with Tango Attack, ending this week's road trip, especially recorded for us in Poland and Austria last month. And I'll continue the World War II connection with this very different track from the debut release, it comes out next Friday, from Edinburgh band Fidra, led by Craig Salter. We'll hear a song called Far From You, and it's about a young man called up to fight during the war, and he's sent to North Africa, not knowing if he'll ever come home to his true love.
Thank you. stay by the barley fields, or we'll stay by the stone, for we need never stray, my dear, though the bitter gales are blown. Smoke and decades gone, endless conflict in the sun, from Baghdad down to Cairo, from the pulpit to the gun. I look to Europe when you are home, that we might find our love by the barley or the stone, my dear, or would you roam when I would not? You may learn of faith, my love, and I may learn to pray, ere I should cross this savage sea, or in stony ground to stay.
Based band Fidra, whose new album The Running Wave comes out on the 2nd of August, and they're performing on the 9th of August at the Glad Cafe, also on the 18th of September at Summer Hall in Edinburgh, one of my favourite cities. Now, as you might already know, WOMAD is happening this weekend. Radio 3 is there recording music from the Siam stage, and Lopa will be bringing that to your ears next weekend here on Music Planet. One of the acts performing at WOMAD tomorrow is Brazilian superband Bexiga 70. My producer Michael met them in Portugal a few weeks ago, and they were keen to recommend a track for you to hear.
My name is Cuca Ferreira. I play the baritone saxophone in Bexiga 70, if we say in English, or Bexiga 70, as we say in Portuguese. Bexiga 70 is a band from São Paulo, Brazil, and the name is after a very traditional neighborhood downtown São Paulo called Bexiga. We have a studio there, and we've been together since 2010. The track I would like to recommend for people who hasn't heard about us is from our latest album called, the album is called Vapor. The track is called Na Quarta-feira, meaning on Wednesday. And it's very much representative of the music of our city, São Paulo, because it's a combination of a very nervous background with a more street party-like melody. So this kind of contradiction is very much what our city and our music is about.
Yeah. Y entre sábana de Holanda y colchón de carmesí, y colchón de carmesí. Y está mi niña comiendo, parece un serafín. Y entre sábana de Holanda,
Churi, my sweetheart girl. Churi being colloquial Spanish for sweetheart. And that's from a disc of different flamenco styles from singer Paco el Loco, that's Paco the Crazy, and guitarist Sangitananda. And the album covers 12 different flamenco palos, or styles, some inspired by specific performances from the past. It's called Memoria de los Cantes Flamencos, Volume 1. And that's almost it for tonight from us here on Music Planet. Thank you very much for joining us. Do listen in next weekend when we'll have that specially recorded material from WOMAD. Now, last week we heard the very sad news about Malian kora player Tumani Diabate passing away after a short illness, and he was the undisputed master of the kora, coming from an extraordinary lineage of traditional musicians and historians, the griots. He could trace his family back for 71 generations. That context and that rootedness was always very apparent in his music, but it came alongside such a curiosity and a willingness to explore new ideas and work with musicians of so many different genres, including Björk, Taj Mahal and the London Symphony Orchestra. Next week on our WOMAD programme, I know that Lope is going to be including some music from Tumani Diabate that we recorded live at the festival a few years back. But I'm going to finish today with an absolute gem from an album that he recorded with fellow Malian musician, the guitarist Ali Foka Touré. This is from 2010. It was the second album they released together, just called Ali and Tumani. This track is Dudu, and as well as the virtuosic technique, it really shows the lightness of touch and the heartfelt emotion and connection that Tumani Diabate brought to his performances. Until next time, good night.
Music by Toumani Diabaté and Ali Faka Touré. Ending this week's Music Planet, it was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Michael Rossi. And next week's edition will feature specially recorded music from the WOMAD Festival.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music.
Come and join us every morning for breakfast. It's 6:30.
Good morning and welcome to breakfast.
This is Saturday Breakfast with you until 9 o'clock.
There's 2.5 hours of great classical music ahead, and let's get Sunday started.
Set yourself up for the day the Radio 3 way, with great music and company.
A blast of musical sunshine, bringing some sparkle to your morning.
Wake up with BBC Radio 3.
Breakfast, every morning from 6:30.
Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
And a very warm welcome from me, Al Ryan, if you've just joined us here on BBC Radio 3. It's 7:30 and time now to go live to the Gateshead Glasshouse for the next of today's proms. It's presented by Tom McKinney.
Welcome to the BBC Proms and welcome to the Glasshouse International Centre for Music in Gateshead. Since last night, the Proms and Radio 3 has taken over this brilliant building, looming over the River Tyne. It is a buzzing hub for so much important creativity in the northeast of England and home to these musicians on stage, the Royal Northern Sinfonia. And tonight we bring you one of those special collaborations that can only really happen at the Proms, because in just a moment the orchestra will be joined by Jordan Rakai, singer, songer and producer, an evening of Jordan's songs from his latest album, The Loop, others from his back catalogue as well, all in special arrangements and conducted by Robert Ames. And Jordan said that The Loop marks a real change in his music. The album's all about parenthood. He became a father and started writing the songs when his son was 4 months old. And he explains the title. It's called The Loop because I was a child. I've now had a child, and then maybe one day my child will have a child, and we're all just on this rolling journey. This first set opens with the learning. All the things that Jordan wants to teach his son, but all those things that he still has to learn for himself. You're listening to Radio 3 and the BBC Proms at the Glasshouse in Gateshead. The Royal Northern Sinfonia is already on stage and led by Kyra Humphreys. And please give a huge welcome to conductor Robert Ames and Jordan Rakai.
People of the world have a dream, and they've always longed to live in a meritocracy, and the leaders of the free are not who they claim to be, still one of those sad, sad mysteries. We saw borders classify all those foreign lands in a war where families bled right through those summer sands. So to keep one soul alive, they must conquer and divide, with no apologies to rectify.